It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
All right, it is a special edition of California Wine Country, and we have a podcast that you can check out at calwinecountry.com or iTunes and everywhere fine podcasts are offered. Calwinecountry.com, hashtag Sonoma Strong. Yeah, we are bold, we are brave, we are committed, we are resilient, we are Sonoma County Strong. It is brought to you by Bottle Barn, and they are now open. Barry Herbst, the wine buyer from Bottle Barn, is with us as always. So you guys opened yesterday? Is that
Monday, actually.
Oh, you did, Monday.
Yeah,
okay.
Limited hours were 9 to 6.
That's right. I was saying on Monday you were open. That's right. My co-host Dan Berger, as always, is back with us. Dan?
Nice to be here.
And how did you fare?
So far, so good. Not in the evacuation zone, so we're okay. Just smoked out.
All right. I was evacuated 2 days, but everything's fine in my hood. All right. It is California Wine Country, the Sonoma Strong edition, with Barry Herbst from Bottle Barn and, of course, Dan Berger, my co-host. And the podcast can be had at calwinecountry.com or iTunes or wherever great podcasts are offered. Our special guest today, and it's been a while since we've seen each other, so it's great to see him again. An old friend and the man from Paradise Ridge Winery, one of my favorites in the world, and without question, as I've said for years, the best view of Santa Rosa anywhere in Santa Rosa. Rene Bick is back with us. Good to see you, man.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Now, you guys burned down.
Yes, we did.
Explain your story. I mean, tell us how it all came about. Luckily, your house is fine. Right?
Yeah. No, our staff is safe. My family's safe. The Bick family's safe. We did have Martha Marquez, who has been working with us for 15 years, working events. She did lose her house. She lived up in Fountain Grove. And, well, like everybody, it's just a crazy evening of, you know, I mean.
Did you get a call, like, in the middle of the night?
I got a call from our production manager. I missed a call. I happened to be picking my wife up from the emergency room, and I'm like, it's really smoky. And then
is she okay?
And then she's okay.
Okay, good.
And then just the calls started coming in, the texts and the photos. And then once we saw photos of our front gate with fire behind it, my sister and I, who were doing the communicating at the time, decided to let the rest of the family know. And we didn't find out the fate of the winery until the next day, but, you know, the people who lost their homes and almost everything that they had. I mean, those are the people who really have been suffering and lost a lot.
Yeah. Paradise Ridge, if you've never been there, I'm surprised that you haven't been there, but it's up above Fountain Grove. And as I said, the best view of any place in Santa Rosa. I guess the big question, and you mentioned in the green room with the thumbs up, you're going to try and rebuild.
Yeah. No, I mean, the fires happened, and for us, they've passed, and we're looking at rebuilding. We have some good news that the vineyards appear to be mostly intact and unaffected. So
good.
About 15 acres of fruit. Two buildings did survive. One by the Love Sculpture, which was an art gallery that. I talked to the TDB and the ABC today, and it does appear that we should be able to get that up and running as a temporary tasting room, and hopefully not too long. We have a second tasting room location in Sonoma Valley in Kenwood that was in the fire zone, but it also survived. So
that's good.
I talked to Annette, who's our manager, and we have power, electricity, and internet, and we might be open there on Friday. You know, that's a hope. She wants to get back to work.
How did your case goods fare?
Our case goods are stored off site. So, you know, we lost the entire 17 vintage and some of the 16 darker reds. Rough calculations, we lost about 7,500 cases of wine with both buildings.
Wow!
But we did store our wines in Windsor, and we were worried about that. And they called, and I'm like, what can we do? I'm like, don't let your building burn, please. That's all we got left.
Simple instructions.
Yeah, yeah. But everyone's been incredibly great to us. I mean, we've had wineries reach out, and we actually did harvest fruit on the Tuesday after the fire from Rock Pile. We found a home to make it, and so we did get a little of the 17 vintage, and wineries have reached out offering to sell some bulk juice, which would probably be the white wines, because we have some wines still in inventory. So, I mean, the outreaching of affection for the winery and, you know, our club members, but it's literally been a global, I mean, it's been crazy. And the message that I try to put out there and our family does is that, you know, Sonoma County's open for business. Santa Rosa's open for business. And this fire happened in areas of our county and the city. But, you know, there's 470 wineries in Sonoma County that doors are open. And the beautiful scenery is still here. And we still have the redwood trees and the coast and wine country. And, you know, I think that's an important message to get out, that that the best way to support our community is to not stay away, to come out, come visit us, come buy wine at Bottle Barn, come stay in our hotels, eat at our restaurants.
And we have to also remember that the majority of the fruit had already been picked. So this is not going to be a horrible vintage. It's going to be a good vintage. It turned out to be, it was a very cool year. We only had one heat spike during the entire year. Everything was on target to make fabulous wine, and I'm sure a lot of it is going to be that way.
All right. I want to get more into that. But let me just – I'm looking at USAtoday.com, and there's a story that was headlined, California Fires – Love Sculpture Becomes Symbol of Hope.
Yes.
And that's your love sculpture. That came from Burning Man, didn't it?
That came from Burning Man.
That's ironic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know, the other nice thing besides the vineyards and a couple structures standing is that most of the art, if not one piece we can tell was damaged, but of the many pieces we have on the property, only one. A lot of the trees seem to still be intact. So the views, the vineyards, the sculptures, that's all there.
And
we feel confident that we can rebuild the event center and taste room and production, and in a couple years we hope that the 2019 harvest is on our property.
And I can only add one thing. Dan Barwick's a fabulous winemaker, and the wines that you had from prior vintages are still fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you, Dan.
A lot easier to rebuild buildings than plant a vineyard and wait 5 years to make a production.
Let me read this. This is Dateline Santa Rosa, California from USA Today. Amid a charred grove of oak trees, one relic still stood this week at the Paradise Ridge Winery, the 12-foot-tall, four-letter word, love. It originally debuted at Burning Man in 2007. It's iconic now, as Paradise Ridge is or was and will be again. How did it wind up at Paradise Ridge?
Well, you know, my father's a lover of sculptures, and he'd been curating art. We've been showing art since we opened in 1994.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's getting a little older, and he wanted to have some help, and we team with the Voigt Family Sculpture Foundation, and they have a connection with the Black Rock Arts Foundation that runs Burning Man. So about 5 years ago, they took over curating, and the first time they put in a show, it cost like $120,000.
They're amazing. Remember, they've been in the past, but they're talking about this. They're incredible.
So love came to our property, and my dad had the foresight to say, hey, we want to purchase this. This can be something that maybe our brides would enjoy. And, you know, he's a visionary, and the next thing you know, we're getting people coming up just for the love sculpture. Our events started to take off a little more. And it is. I mean, over the holidays, we're swamped with people wanting to take pictures over prom.
And it's okay.
You know? It's okay. You know, we'd like people to understand that some of our brides, you know, in a couple years now, you know, they kind of are paying, so that we'd like them to have access to it before a bunch of other people. But no, it's free to enjoy. The sculpture garden's free to enjoy, and that's something that we always want to keep.
California Wine Country, the Sonoma Strong Edition. with Dan Berger and Barry Herbst from Bottle Barn. It's brought to you by Bottle Barn, and our dear friend Renee Bick is here from Paradise Ridge Winery, which burned down, but they're going to rebuild. Jim Morris, we all know of the great Jim Morris. He says, we love Paradise Ridge. Glad you have them on. And he sent me, texted me a photo of the Love sculpture post-fire. And yes, there it is in all its glory. Well, it's fine.
That's funny you bring Jim up, because Jim works at Flanagan.
Right.
And that's the place we're looking at making our wine next year and finishing this year. So.
Very cool.
Thank you, Flanagan Winery.
Okay. Dan, do you have any updates on how many wineries were either affected or gone? I saw something that said 22 at least were affected.
Yeah, I would say a couple of dozen max, but a number of the properties suffered some minor losses. Very few wineries suffered as much as Paradise Ridge did.
Yeah.
Signorello in the Napa Valley, of course, was really devastated.
What about the vineyards?
Not very much.
Okay.
Some of those vineyards did get, they lost a few
Old
vines
Hill,
here and
think,
there.
In yeah. Sonoma Valley.
I think Old Hill was
vineyard.
One of those. That,
really old one.
Replanting is not going to be real complicated if you don't want to change too much in your vineyard. You can go back in and just put vines in. If you put in grafted vines, you're going to have to pay for those grafts, and they run about $5 to $6 a piece. And if you put in a couple of thousand, that's quite a bit of money. But if you just have sticks, you stick sticks in the ground, that'll grow in a couple of years, it'll be fine.
So, Renee, before rebuilding is done in a few years or whatever it takes, how much wine do you have out there, retail-wise or in restaurants? And I know Barry's got a lot of Paradise Ridge at Bottle Barn, but how is that going to work?
Well, you know, we're kind of a D2C winery. I mean, I could tell you that the two locations you can buy our wine retail in Sonoma County are Bottle Barn and the Oliver stores. So we don't distribute a lot of our wine. Our model's more, you know, sell to our wine club, sell to people visiting our tasting rooms. So, you know, there's definitely been an outpouring of people wanting to purchase our wines. And we do distribute to Texas, and one of their big stores that sells wine, the owner's like, I want your wine stacked in all of our stores. So one of the unknowns of what we're dealing with is we don't know, I think, you know, if we're going to sell more wine next year, but we don't have, you know, our tasting room and event center, we're going to sell less, you know, so there's some unknowns, and we want to be cautious when moving forward. You know, one of the main things we're also concerned about is our staff and our employees and trying to take care of them
exactly.
The right way, because, you know, we can't employ everybody that we had, and we want to be very sensitive to their situation, and we got to work with our insurance company. You know, our hope is to keep as many of our full-time staff as possible. It might be possible, but we're still trying to figure all that out, and it depends on how quickly can we get a tasting room up and running on our estate.
And I want to emphasize that the case goods storage was off-site and was in temperature-controlled conditions, absolutely one of the best cool facilities in the county, because I use the same facility myself, and I can tell you those wines are in great, great shape. So what products are out there are really exemplary, and they really represent the highest quality of Sonoma County wine.
Thank you, Dan. I agree. Biasedly.
Yeah, I'm not wearing my mask. Sorry. I did have a mask, and I put a hole in it so I could put a cigarette in there.
So you can smoke and drink.
I'm an idiot. I'm a complete idiot. Dan, talk about Paradise Ridge, you know, and your thoughts over all these years. They've been around a long time. It's an amazing place.
They've been there for more than 20 years, and I think the secret to the property over the last decade or so has been Dan Barwick sourcing fruit from really high-quality vineyards and really being a master winemaker. He comes from England. He was trained in he got some training in Europe. He got some training here. But he's got insights, and he's got a great palate. He's a fabulous judge at wine competitions.
Yeah.
And his blends are brilliant. And
the secret to Paradise Ridge's wines really is in their acidity. They are one of the few wineries that focus on great acidity. So these wines are stable. They last in your cellar. They get better.
Thank you. It is a style that we shoot for. It's kind of nicely balanced, not too high in alcohol, some nice acidity, pairs well with food.
And give us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Give us the quick history of Paradise Ridge. Dan said it's been like 20 years.
Yeah,
or more.
Well, my parents bought the land in 1978 and planted our first vineyards.
Wow.
And we sold grapes for some time, and then they decided they wanted to make their own wine. So we started making wine in 91. The winery opened in 94, just making white wine, Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay. Then we started adding some reds in 97, and then Dan and my sister got married. And we had to give Dan a job. No, I'm kidding.
Not Dan Berger. No, the winemaker.
Well, no, but that's where the passion and the dedication and the consistency of our wine started, was when Dan started making our wines in 98. And since then, we started with two varietals, and now we make probably about 15 to 18 different wines, wow. And we rely on our club and visitors, and that's a little bit of an unknown right now. But, we're a D2C company. We sell to the state of Texas, to the country of Japan because of the Nagasawa exhibit, which is actually one of the big tragic things that is going to be fairly hard to replicate.
Hold on. Let me interrupt, because a caller just called into Mike and asked, did any of the Nagasawa artifacts get saved?
We have not had a lot. They won't let us up to our property. The only way I can get up there is if I come with media. I got to have a media person jump in my car.
Really?
And interview me. They won't
Mike?
Let us. They won't let give me a press pass. No,
Mike, go up there with your press pass and take Renee tomorrow.
But, there is hope that Nagasawa's sword survived because it's made of stainless steel. So we have some hope.
Well, explain what the Nagasawa artifacts
Nagasawa
are.
Nagasawa was, you don't know, but he was one of the first 8 Japanese to immigrate to the United States. He met this guy named Thomas Lake Harris, which our winery is off of.
That's right.
And he came to upstate New York, and he fell in love with winemaking. And then in the 1870s, they heard that Sonoma County was a great place to maybe grow grapes, and they established the Fountain Grove area up there. And
wow.
Nagasawa was the winemaker. He was known as the Grape King of California at the time, and a lot of people came and visited him. They were a pretty big winery at the turn of the century, a third of all the wine in Sonoma County. So we had a historical exhibit about Kanaya Nagasawa and his life and times, and actually interviewed with 3 TV stations from Japan during these things and talked about it. And it's one of the things, my sister Sonia Bick Barwick, who her and myself run the winery, she worked really hard with the Sonoma County Museum to recreate the exhibit, which Gay LeBaron and Amy Morey, the grandniece of Nagasawa, was at the opening of the exhibit just last September. So we definitely want to have some type of exhibit acknowledging Nagasawa. It looks like we might have an exhibit that explains what happens with the fires there eventually. But Nagasawa is really dear to our hearts. There's a lot of people who come and visit us for that history. And we do have, I want to say, a slim hope that we can find some of the things that we had in the exhibit. And the main one I think we're shooting for is a sword.
Mike, can you tomorrow before you come in, hook up with Renee and take him up to his winery.
Digging through the
He's
rubble.
Got his press pass.
Could be some wine in it for you.
Yeah.
All the wine's toast. Mm-hmm. It is kind of a sad sight, I'm thinking that people have seen some of the pictures about what happened up there.
Yeah.
And it is a sad sight, but again, our community, our neighbors, the people who lost their homes, people who lost lives, those are the people who are, I think, more greatly affected than our winery.
Sure.
We'll rebuild. We'll come back, and hopefully our community can do that. And hopefully, kind of the local governments allow us to be able to, work in a timely manner to
they're
where
going
we can
to.
Get.
Yeah, they're
up
going
and
to. We've talked to many supervisors in the last few days, members of the Santa Rosa City Council, et cetera, and they're going to be working on. Making it much easier to rebuild.
Well, I also wanted to thank you personally and KSRO for being the news leader here in Sonoma County. And if there was a station that I have in my car all the time, especially during these fires, it was to get updates. I mean, there was times on the TV that there was no news about what was happening. And I'm seeing smoke here and smoke there.
God bless them all in San Francisco and Oakland. The TV stations, did a pretty good job. They did the best they could. But, when they're mispronouncing names, local names of areas or streets, and they don't really know exactly what's going on, it's a little tough. And
it was.
Well, one of the things that drove me nuts was that Blair Hardman called it fire porn. No matter what was going on the TV, be it a press conference or something else, they just kept showing the same Coffee Park images. Photos and the images of the devastation. And
sensationalism rules.
Exactly. And we are bold, we are brave, we are committed, we are resilient, we are Sonoma strong. I want to thank Spencer Crum, the spokesperson for the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department, who came in with Sheriff Rob Giordano today during Rob's daily briefing. And he gave me a Sonoma strong, what do you call that, bracelet?
Yeah.
Rubber thingy.
Live strong.
Very cool. All right. Thanks to Renee Bick, and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, I'd love to give you updates on our region.
Yes, please do, on Paradise Ridge Winery. Of course, Barry Herbst from Bottle Barn, they are open and ready for your business. And, of course, Dan Berger, my co-host on California Wine Country.